Texans Huddle is brought to you by Houston Community College. Start here, go anywhere. Texans Huddle is also brought to you in part by Amegy Bank. Amegy Bank of Texas is proud to be the official bank of the Houston Texans. MD Anderson. MD Anderson, making cancer history. Texas Emergency Care Center. In network, in your neighborhood, in case of emergency. Ready or not, we are. And by Texas Lottery. Play the Houston Texans scratch-off game today for a chance to win big.
Hi, everyone, and welcome into this week's edition of Texans Huddle, coming to you from the field here at NRG Stadium. Patty Smith alongside the voice of the Houston
Merry
Texans.
Merry Christmas.
I didn't even finish my line. You're so excited about this game.
I am. Yes. Well, I'm excited about Christmas and the game.
Well, the game that just was or the game coming up?
Both.
Okay, let's talk about the game that was. You said to me in the pregame that if the Texans could pull this out with the return of Case Keenum, it might be one of their biggest and greatest wins in franchise history.
Well, I think it is because look at the circumstances. You had a quarterback who was not even with the team a week before. He was in a deer blind when he got the call that the Texans needed him. And so he comes to Houston Monday morning. They go to work, put together a game plan that was pretty darn elaborate, if I might say. Keenum had to do a lot of acting. He had to split out while Arian ran wildcat. Keenum threw the ball 42 times, and they got the victory. They were so dominant on defense. That was the real story here, Patty. As much as Keenum was a factor, the defense was marvelous, and it is one of their biggest wins, but it won't mean a thing unless they beat Jacksonville. Now, they need help to make the postseason, but if they can follow it up with a win over the Jags, that's a winning season, only the fourth in franchise history, so that would be something.
All right, we've got a lot to talk about looking forward to the Jags, and I still want to talk a little bit more about this game, but first let's check out all the highlights in this week's Texans Rewind.
Right. Flacco throws to his left, tipped and intercepted at the 16-yard line. The Texans have it. Boyer off the deflection with the pick. Flacco puts the leg down. Three-man rush. Flacco throws to his left and it's intercepted again. Texans have it at the 20. The ball comes out last moment, but it's down and Houston has the pick. Wow! The Dorowitz in motion to the right. Keenum with the toss to Arian, running to the right side. Arian throws it to the end zone. Caught! Razzle-dazzle! Touchdown, Texans! The Dorowitz with the TD reception.
Boy, he sold it.
First down, Ravens at their 29. Flacco under center. Flacco play action. Here comes Cushing. Flacco throws downfield and picked off. Kareem, 40, 35, cutting left, the 30. Kareem getting a block from Jacho, 25-20, and he's out of bounds at the 19-yard line. His second pick of the game. First down, Ravens at their 37-yard line. Flacco, play action. Flacco with a lot of time looking and dumps it off right side to Forsett, but Brooks Reed is there with a big finish for a loss. Foster now in the shotgun. Wildcat. Wild Arian takes the snap, running to his left, trying to cut it back now. Back to the left, across the 50, 45, 40, left sideline, the 30. Trying to cut it inside, 25, 20, and Arian is finally out of bounds. Wow! A run out of a Wildcat for Arian Foster that gets the Texans near the red zone. Here's the snap. Flacco on fourth down, in trouble. And Watt has him down for a sack! J.J. does it, and the Texans take over on down. Watt, 17 and a half sacks on the season.
I'm just telling you, I got a lot of respect for this team. I mean, I have a lot of respect for this team because you guys play your asses off every Sunday. And it hasn't always gone our way, but you plugged away, you kept plugging away. And that was a hell of a win. Texans on three. One, two, three. Texans.
Well, Mark, some great moments in this one. Of course, Andre Johnson reaching 1,000 receptions for his career, something that he takes a lot of pride in. He specifically even said himself he was proud of that record. J.J. Watt now leads the team in all-time sacks. But that wasn't our play of the game, was it?
No, HCC play of the game. Start here, go anywhere. And check out quarterback Arian Foster. Not really a quarterback, but he threw the ball on the run. And C.J. Fedorowicz, touchdown reception, number one of his career, had a couple of catches in the game. That was real nice. HCC play of the game with the Foster TD pass. And what a surprise that was.
All right, well, before we go to break, break this down for us real quick. We're talking about Baltimore. They are still in it.
Yeah.
We need a couple things to happen. And then how important is this game against Jacksonville?
Well, obviously, if you don't beat Jacksonville, last week means nothing all of a sudden. You know, you'll go 8-8 and you don't want to lose to the Jags. So you can't assume it's going to happen. You got to make it happen. But you make that happen, then you're scoreboard watching because you need the Browns to somehow beat the Ravens in Baltimore. Please. And you need the Chiefs to beat the Chargers. They're going to be at home. All three games going on at the same time. It's a three-team parlay you're looking for. It's going to be tough. But, hey, weirder things have happened in NFL history. Hope for the best.
Yeah, it's going to be a little tough also there, Baltimore and Cleveland, with Johnny Manziel is out. Brian Hoyer maybe out with the shoulder, so maybe a third-string quarterback. But that is another topic for another day because we have to take our first time out here on Texans Huddle. But don't go away. When we come back, we're going to tell you a very interesting, in-depth story about a Houston Texans running back. Stay with us.